Patrons.
Patrons.
Christ! Hell.
That threw me off.
I'm done now. That's it.
That's it. One and done.
One and done.
That's the first patron you've ever introduced.
It's the first ever anything.
Yeah, the last episode, you just sat there in silence. Not here. Remember? Member?
Big, old?
Big member?
No. Burp member?
Golden burp.
Burp. John, say patron.
Patrons.
I've already said it.
Say, what else would you
my
say?
My one and done for the year.
No, he said something else last week as well. Didn't he say, as long as it's black or something?
No, that was ages ago. You just clipped it. Not
yeah, I did. But no, you said something and I was like, fucking hell. Anyway. Fuck it, whatever then. What's new? Pope's dead.
He croaked it.
Altar boys worldwide are mourning.
Sad demise.
Yeah, he bought it, eh?
Mercy. The Pope's bought it, see?
So, Al Capone is very upset.
Yeah, and there's been
life from the Vatican.
Uproar, hasn't there? Because they
took a picture of him in his coffin. Is that?
Yeah, released open coffin photos.
I don't really.
I mean, he wasn't shot in the face, was he? Yes. More of a mob thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he was.
He was somewhere around 3,000 years old as well, wasn't he?
Three and a half, I think.
I think he actually knew JC.
That was the average age of his picture.
Good powers of old. Yeah. I think Jesus carpentered something for him.
Yeah.
Even carpeted at that point, something for him.
He
carpentered.
I'm fairly sure Jesus made a joinery version of a Zimmer frame for him back then.
Yeah.
He's that old.
That's it. You knew JC, didn't you?
Jeremy Clarkson, yes.
Yeah, fuck. You could be up for Pope. You're the right age.
You are.
Why not?
So what is it you reckon? Because we discussed this off air. You have to be 1,000 years old and have touched at least 100 boys before they allow you to do it or something.
I don't know if it's the amount.
Intimately touched.
I don't know if it's the amount of altar boys you fingered or the amount of fingers you've got in an altar boy. I don't know what.
Do you reckon there's a chalkboard somewhere in the Vatican?
I think so.
With a tally chart.
I think there's like a pie. There's like a proper graph.
Graph.
It's graph, isn't it?
Yeah, this is where you said it, though. It's the way I tell it.
Yeah, no, I think there's like a proper graph, which is like one side is quantity of fingers.
Yeah, versus.
And the
quantity
other side,
of children.
Yeah, the other side is quantity of children. And I think it's something to do with the trajectory.
Morning.
Of the line Sprint. That you go oh. along. You know,
is there
because
a bell
obviously
curve?
there's going to be, yeah. There's.
Surely they would just do it as an average.
I don't know.
Do you reckon they slow down as arthritis sets in?
Yeah, but then at the same time.
Who's Arthur? Is that someone they fingered?
Yeah.
At the same time, when they get like those arthritic, jaundicey hands, obviously the knuckles swell up, don't they? So then it's like ribbed.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, this is a step too far.
This has got a bit too much all of a sudden.
I am currently imagining an old man's finger in a bumhole, which I didn't expect on this Tuesday evening.
You brought it up.
What, the finger or?
The lube. Do you reckon they use holy water as lube?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you know, interesting fact, that holy water is just water?
That's been blessed.
It's all rather fictional, though, isn't it? It's still just water. You can do what you fucking want with it, you know.
I mean, I can bless water. It doesn't make it holy.
No.
I could bless this can of Coke.
Go on, then.
Blessed be thy can of Coke. I could baptise you with this now.
No, please don't.
Thy ring pull come, thy will be done.
Altar boy, nut.
I mean, you said it. So, Pope's dead. Tariffs. What else has been happening in the world?
I was going to say
tariff stuff.
Oh, it's what it is.
I know we don't like to talk politics. We're going to talk politics.
But
we're going to talk politics. I just want to I've not looked at all. I can guess what the tariffs are.
10% for us.
It's basically.
Is it?
Yeah. 20% for Europe.
It's basically.
Good thing we left then. We're in Europe, though.
No, we are not.
We're on the continent of Europe.
We are not part of.
We're not
of
in
Europe.
The European Union.
Correct.
Hence the reason.
No, we're not in the EU. We're in Europe.
Brexit!
Biggly boom, Brexit.
Brexit. Yeah, so what it basically is Donald Trump trying to flex.
Oh, look how powerful we are. Is that what it is?
And the problem is that the United States is the richest country in the world.
Right.
They are the most powerful wealth-wise.
So they can do that.
So he wants to try and do that.
It's all cock-waving at China.
Basically,
so basically, yes. Trump's got his orange dick out and he's going, look at this, China. You like that, don't you?
he's basically...
Xi Jinping.
He's basically doing this thing where he's...
Bing, bong, bing.
Soz.
Go on, John, I can make more noise.
Hello. Yeah, he's basically doing this thing where he's trying to prove that America doesn't need China, and that.
But why are we being dragged into it then?
Well, because he's blanketed it across every fucking country that you can imagine. So the way he's trying to do it is to set up trade deals and have close business relations with certain countries, and. He's got a problem with China.
He's never liked China, has he?
China. No.
China. Started in China. That's why it's called China.
But I don't think he's quite realised the
fact... He's just asking to get shot in the face, isn't he? He's asking to get JFK.
Well, they've already tried that.
Allegedly. Seemed a bit... I mean, I used to like him, and now he started being a bit dumb. Are you REM fan?
No.
Are you an REM fan?
This one goes out to my one-eyed love. That one.
Yeah. The one I love, not the one-eyed love.
Oh, the one-eyed love stick.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Talking about his pirate girlfriend.
Me hearty.
Avast.
Shiver
lovers.
My timbers.
I want to get a boat just so I can say avast landlubbers to people. That's it.
You'd be going up the X estuary screaming avast landlubbers at people.
You know
you?
How I repeat things?
Yes.
I would honestly just be...
Can you imagine this dickhead with a megaphone on a boat in the X estuary going, avast you landlubbers!
Yeah, I would.
And he'd what's be doing it, he'd keep her entertained for months.
Yeah.
What are you up to this weekend, Niall? Well... I was thinking of just shouting avast ye landlubbers at people walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much on. I'm just avast in this weekend, mate. You?
How was your weekend, mate? Honestly. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm landlubbered out.
You know what else he'd do? He would then get a boat on a trailer and get somebody to drive him up and down the motorway with the same megaphone going, avast ye landlubbers! And people going...
Why is it lubber?
I don't know.
Also, do you know what I find baffling? I know we're kind of getting off the subject.
Everything.
We'll come back to it. Yeah, mostly.
Do we have to?
No.
Okay.
Okay, we'll carry on with this. Then remind me about my boat thing.
Oh, no, no. No, I want to talk about your boat thing rather than Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yes, boat thing.
Give okay. a fuck.
What I find odd, and I don't know if you two have ever thought about this, anyone, and I mean anyone...
can drive a boat. That was nasty.
Anyone can not do that into the microphone, please.
That was...
I might genuinely try and cut that out because that was vile.
That was chunky.
Substantial.
Saving that for later.
Substantial. Anyone can buy a boat and just stick it in the water and just start boating around.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
But you can, though. No license, no test. I don't understand. I mean, I've not looked into it, so I don't know if there's any sort of registration thing you need to have or if you can just put the boat in
water. I
think
you've got to pay to launch it sometimes.
Wouldn't Dawlish, you wouldn't have thought so. Put it in the fucking water. Where'd
yeah,
you launch
but
this
who owns
to?
The slipway?
I believe...
Have you paid? Well, I came off that one. Did you pay them? Yeah, sure. You just fuck off. Avast landlubbers!
You're going, oh, my car's still on the slip road. Car is parked on the slipway. Slowly creeping down the moss-covered fucking slipway into the water.
Yeah, should we find out?
What, how much it is to buy a boat, or if you
boats
need...
Boats are surprisingly cheap.
You can buy something for £200, little float.
Yeah.
A bathtub!
A bathtub.
A dinghy.
Dinghy, yeah.
About
yeah.
a tenner.
You could sell that in France.
I was
going to
say.
Big profit.
I was going to say.
Get some more doctors and engineers over here.
Yes!
ASAP.
ASAP. We'd need some more. Knife-wielding doctors and engineers.
Dual-wielding.
Dual-wielding, sorry.
They're not knives. I keep telling you this. It's their oars. It's how
oars,
they pavlova. Over.
They pavlova?
Yeah.
They eat pavlova
oh,
whilst
what's your favourite dessert?
My favourite dessert.
ADHD to the max.
Yeah.
Can you have dessert still?
Probably shouldn't, but do.
Do you eat it and go, I felt like shit?
Yep.
They did earlier.
Usually.
That's...
Ah, you twat.
I ain't going to lie. That's a hard question.
Is it?
Yeah, because I do like...
Top three.
Or, I mean, it's got to be like a salted caramel cheesecake. Or salted caramel / Biscoff cheesecake.
Tell you what is good.
Nice.
It's going to be right up there, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can buy from the English Cheesecake Company and Co-op.
What did you say, Co-op?
What?
What did you just say, Co-op? What's all this branding about?
Well, because that's who makes the cheesecake, you helmet.
Is it exclusive anyway, to Co-op?
I don't fucking know.
Well, why did you say Co-op? It in Morrison's then? As well.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Vanilla Biscoff cheesecake slices.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
See, I've had just the Madagascan vanilla cheesecake from the English Cheesecake Company because I got them when they were reduced and I was like, give them a go. And I was...
Risky. Oh. Mine's, that's risky to buy a reduced cheesecake.
Because it's going out of date tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be all right.
Yeah, which realistically means in a week's
they're,
time.
They're lucky they got to the car.
Can you move your phones? Sorry. Phones, plural. It's going to fall down the back.
Fuck.
Move it over there, close to the Coke can, you fucking weirdo. Whoop. Away Whoop. From this. Whoop. Technically no...
I thought it was the cables that was the problem.
The what?
Le cables.
No, I assume not.
Le schneck.
Yeah, what was the, I saying? Oh, yeah, the
triple,
cheesecake.
The triple chocolate brownie salted one is like sickly.
How did you get
that's
that?
Right up my yeah. right up my street.
Is it?
Yeah, I
we,
do
we
like...
Had, we had one for dessert one night, and it was like...
Who's we?
Me and someone else.
Just say it. It's patron, isn't it? They all know. You post up the fucking pictures of the car all the time in the Discord every day.
Yeah, we had a cheesecake.
Maybe it wasn't who we think it is.
Oh, he's been playing away. Oh,
maybe he's been on cheesecake dates.
With John.
I don't remember those.
Hang on a minute. Didn't he fake a lorry stuck in a field situation?
Oh, yeah.
To have cheesecake dates. Mm. Person who shall not be named. Or maybe it's a man.
It is.
It's James, isn't it?
It is. It's called Peace.
But I do also like
he likes it
a melt in the middle chocolate pud.
Boy, yeah.
But like with that. Double cream. Obviously, because you can't have something that's full of sugar and cake and
it's
chocolate.
Too much. It's,
you need
without
top up
cream.
With sugar.
Yeah,
it's like having like sour cream or something spicy. You need to bring it down.
Yeah,
I'm partial to anything caramel, sort of caramel.
Mm.
Or just one large caramel.
Just drawn to it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I do bloody like is anything with meringue in it.
Yeah,
I fucking love meringue.
This is what I was going to say. Is that on Sunday, went to mother-in-law's foot roast.
Lovely.
And
had a fight.
And afterwards, had some meringue nests.
Oh.
And she said, God, I got some berries. Your ass could do eating mess.
Well, when I said, when I asked the question, that's not getting cut out. That can stay in. Although, I was on the phone to Ross. Says you. You tell me. Every single time. I like everyone else in this room more than I like you, by the way.
I mean, at least I'm honest.
Yeah, true. So am I, though.
You're being deceitful.
Because I'm going to get your gutty burp in there.
Yeah.
That was a rank burp.
It was
to be
nasty,
fair.
To be fair.
It sounded like it should have been a fart. It came from that deep.
Mm.
Oh. No.
It's like that episode of South Park where they put the food in their bungholes. To see if they can poo out their mouth.
What a fantastic program that is.
It turns out they can.
South Park proved it.
And then it turns into the norm. And then someone comes along and starts eating food again. And they're like, this tastes so much better like this.
I never really got into South Park. I know you did.
What?
I never really got into it. Although
weirdo.
I have seen a clip of, who's one of the writers? Trey Parker?
Yeah.
Him and...
Matt Stone?
No, it was a comedian. He's in Superbad. He plays one of the coppers that isn't.
Asshole where your face is, Waylon Jennings.
Him.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bill something. Bill Hader.
Haders. Bill Haders, yeah.
Is it Haders or Hader?
I don't know. Who cares?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader or Haders. There was more than one of them.
Haders gonna Haders.
And it's talking about, it's recording them, recording their lines.
Mm.
And it's like, there is this one fella down the bowling alley. He used to get up on the stage and shit his britches. He'd get a guitar out. He'd start strumming away. And then he just shit his britches all over again. Absolutely no contest, but fucking hilarious. The way they make it is actually quite interesting because they literally, they'll read lines, piss themselves.
Yeah.
But like it showed it, like it went black and white to the show the bits that weren't like in the show.
Yeah.
And it's all just pieced together of them just, you know.
Anyway. Getting the lines right and then, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen one where the Trey Parker was recording two different characters that he was voicing. One was Chinese, one was Japanese. Yeah. Fuck me. I'm not.
Is that the Human Centipede one?
No, it's when Shitty Wok had like a sushi place open up.
Yeah,
store,
that's right.
And then
there
was China versus Japan.
Oh, okay.
And apparently nobody realised that Chinese people and Japanese people were different. So they were doing this assembly at school and it's just Trey Parker trying desperately not to piss himself at this microphone doing the lines.
The one I saw, which involved an Oriental person, was
Harashid Wok.
Is one of the Trey Parker or the other one, Matt Stone, or whoever it is. And it was a recreation of the Human Centipede.
Mm. Human Centipad.
Who's the one with the green hat? Yeah. Who's the one with the green hat?
Kyle.
He's like, I can't hold it anymore.
Oh, you want me to eat the cuttlefish? Okay, I'll eat the cuttlefish. And he's just dying, laughing about it. Oh, no.
But they're saying that, though.
It's going to be a big one.
It really is your sense of humour, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
racist.
Is.
Huh? Oh, we've had four different subjects in 16 minutes. We started off with something else. Trump, favourite dessert, South Park, racism.
Niall.
Oh, that's me this time.
No, racism was you as well.
No, the phone moment.
Racist.
Where were we? Desserts. Yeah.
Desserts.
When I were asked a question, my brain went eat and mess. Or, which I think is the same thing, a pavlova. What's the difference between pavlova and eat and mess?
I believe there's one's sponge posh. Involved with pavlova. Whether it's got lady fingers or whatnot, I don't know.
Morning.
Well, I do like a trifle, though.
I do like a trifle.
Bowls like a trifle?
Nah. Never been
Why?
A trifle fan.
What the fuck? There's a lot going on in a trifle. It's, all, it's yeah. almost like this should. It's almost. It's like a mixed grill of desserts. Mm. It's like.
I always find as well that, like, sometimes you'll go, oh, right, fancy that. That looks fucking naughty. And you get, like, one of the chocolate trifles. And you think, oh, yeah, that was banging. And then you just have, like, a few days later or whatever, you have just, like, a OG raspberry trifle.
Yes,
and you're
mate.
Like, oh, fuck, I ain't buying that chocolate shit ever again.
I don't think I ever buy chocolate ones. Mwah. I know you saw it, but the listeners didn't, but my face screwed up when you said chocolate trifle. I was like, yeah. Because I love a cream egg. And they do a cream egg trifle around Easter, which it is now currently.
Oh, right.
And I always think, caw, nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm a bit funny with fondant, chocolate. I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You sound like it's a bad thing. I love icing.
Yeah, oh.
And marzipan.
I'm really, really lucky that...
You haven't got the beaters?
Penny doesn't like it.
Oh, really?
So when we go somewhere like a wedding, we'll get two bits of cake, and her will eat the sponge bit, and then she'll roll up the icing and go, do you want that?
Yeah.
Obvious, fuckingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite cake to have is a Vicky sponge with arson.
Mm.
Bowls go to the shop.
I do like a red velvet.
Yeah, I like a red velvet. I like a carrot cake as well, which is odd.
Fucking weird, eh?
Why?
Vegetables shouldn't be in cakes.
Yeah, he's ginger, though, so...
It's true. Yeah, it does...
It's like a homing beef.
Back to his roots.
Yeah, it's a homing beef.
Enhances the gingerness of his beard.
Just the beard. That's only a bit of ginger.
What's your favourite cake? Cake of cheese.
It's the future. I've tasted it.
Dirty
I've got it, haven't it?
I do like a cheesecake. I do also like a brownie. A proper chocolate.
Famously, you don't.
Only if they come on a dinner game.
Engineering brownie.
A doctor, teacher, engineering brownie.
You're not a doctor, what? They come with their own knives for cutting.
Oh, Lord.
But then, at the same time...
Slight point out, Niall made that racist.
I do like a donut as well.
A what?
A donut.
What, when there's a burger in it?
Oh yeah, that was hectic. Yeah,
hectic. I like a do. No, it didn't work.
What, poo?
No, sorry. Let's move on.
I tell you doughy poo.
I tell you what I do really
like.
Solid
shit in recent years.
It's all I do now, and it's boring. There used to be some sort of jeopardy going on. Ooh, am I going to shit myself or not? No, I had bad guts the other week, though. I had to shit in the field. I got back in the car and Soph was like, you need to phone the doctors. I was like, no, I don't. She's like, you do.
She's gone, oh, is that a pig foot on us, Niall?
She's like, no, you do. I was like, I don't. I've got bad belly. This isn't a weekly occurrence.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, they're not living off mega kebab.
And she was like, once is for mega kebab. She's like, you know what they say? Once is never, twice is always.
Yeah, once is never, twice is always.
You're always doing it. I'm not always doing it. So yeah, it's a shit like,
you leave the house on purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry, love, like you're an Indian. Just going to go to the shitting field.
Going to go fertilise the watermelons.
Whoa. Anyway, enough about shit myself. Where was I?
Cake.
Brownies.
Yeah, good. No, so what were we talking about? What was I talking about?
Cake.
Be more specific than that.
Well, I said I like donuts, and you said,
oh, well done.
Dough do's or something.
Yeah, like, I think
dough don'ts.
I was thinking,
whatever.
Yeah, dough, like not.
Yeah.
And then I just got confused and completely fucking slaughtered it. I tell you what I do really like, but I fucking and I know you know what I'm thinking about. I begrudge how much they fucking charge as a Krispy Kreme.
They yeah, have, just steal them.
They have. Yeah, to be fair, yeah. They put them by the exit.
Think of it like a Richbrook tax disc holder about 12 years ago in Halfords.
But they do put them by
the exit.
And just
steal the fucking thing. They do.
Honestly, They put them by the exit and they charge a grand a donut.
They do.
What do they expect to happen? And if I worked in Smith, where they always fucking are for sale, I would just think, fucking help yourself. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the price and you think, nah. You know when you put into a service station, you see the price of fuel, you think, fucking hell. Like, are you up to date with, like, the price of fuel roughly where it is, you two?
Yeah, ish.
It's about $1.40 for diesel is reasonable, right? And you put it when it's like $1.69 a litre, and you just think, how in God's name can you fucking charge this? It's a disgrace. And I think that every time I see Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
But what a lard they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm never like, oh my God, this is the best donut ever. I mean, there's that shop in Taunton, I don't know if you went there, Dobros.
I never went there, but yeah.
And
I've heard it's good.
Well, this is the thing.
Now, isn't
it? Yeah. This is the thing, is that we got stuff from Dobros on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
Mainly because they were doing, like, the food markets that were in Wellington, so... Like, we have an Eat Festival, and then every so often there's, like, a big farmer's market as such, where there's all sorts of
shit. Four stalls.
Yeah. And they always seem to do it there. And there was one day we got there, and they still had donuts, because they just sell out like hotcakes, no pun intended. And we managed to get some, and I was like, oh, yeah, this looks banging.
Mm.
And, like, oh, don't get me wrong, I wasn't like... Oh, this is shit. But at the same time, I wasn't going, oh, that was so worth it.
Are you talking about Dobros or?
Yeah.
Right,
but
okay.
It's the same as Krispy Kremes to me. Like, I won't eat a Krispy Kreme and go, oh, that was wank. But at the same time,
if
I'm
they
not
were cheaper,
like,
do you think you'd enjoy it more?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I think definitely. The problem is.
I have a potentially controversial opinion.
Uh oh.
Let me just quickly say mine then. The only problem I have with Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, before you get racist.
Again. The problem is with Krispy Kremes is they do taste a bit of, this has been in an unsealed cupboard for a few hours. Do you know what I mean?
They do taste a bit of, every scroat from Roman Road has had their fingers in these donuts, if you go to Asda in Taunton. No?
Okay.
The little Krispy Kreme thing. You never have them at the end of the day, because it's like, yeah, every little bastard has been in there. Poking the donuts.
Yeah.
Can you remember when people kept taking the wrappers off of cream eggs because if you found a white one, you'd get a grand, which I thought was slightly racist.
Yeah.
If you get a good one, you get a grand.
That was Niall.
I'm just repeating what you wrote down.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You can't even read. That's bullshit.
Prove me wrong.
Adam's holding up the cue cards.
Applaud.
And my tiny nipples went to France.
Evan Almighty?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Sorry, first one.
I tell you what, on any of that, I won't get bored.
Right.
Go on, be racist, please.
Can't talk about donuts without talking about the OG Greg's fondant ring donut that they don't make anymore that had about 2 inches of icing on
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. And you get four for a quid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how old we are.
That's what?
Huh?
Wow.
That's how old we are.
That's how old we are.
Chinese over there.
I turned into a Boris Johnson.
That's how old we are. I remember that.
That's how old we are. Chinese people.
We are ancient people.
People. Oh.
Mihao.
This feels like last day at work vibes.
It's because it is.
That's because we don't tell them yet.
Okay, so.
tell them at the end. This is our last episode ever. Anyway, what? So what? You said that, I didn't.
It's the engineer in the corner.
You.
Huh?
He's pointing his oar at us.
Yeah, sorry, sir. Massa.
Yeah, those Greg's donuts.
Greg's has fallen off, hasn't it?
Oh, God, they're nowhere near as good as they were.
What I will say about Greg's that are still top, top notch is their Yum Yums.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yum Yums.
Yeah, okay. Yum Yums are pretty good.
I jumped in. I don't know if you should repeat what I said. Yum Yums are fucking good.
See, yeah. Pink Jammies used to be really good as well.
But where I'm very, very fortunate is the fact that I've got Lidl's at the end of...
Yeah.
At the end of my road.
Oh, the brownies are good.
Everything. Yeah. Like, honestly, everything from that bakery section.
There's things I don't like.
Yeah.
But if I buy it from a Lidl's bakery, best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
I'm not too kind of, oh my God, this is delicious.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it anywhere else.
No.
It's annoying because I've only got bloody allergy.
Even their cinnamon rolls as well are fucking.
Oh, I do like cinnamon.
I love a cinnamon roll. What? I used to make cinnamon roll pancakes.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Leave me now.
There's a lot of effort that goes into it.
It's a bit gay, isn't it? What are you baking things for? What, on your own?
Yeah.
Were you trying to woo people?
No, I was trying to eat pancakes. Hello!
Don't call him Diabeto for nothing.
Oh, I love you, John.
It's not so much woo, more... Whew, size of him!
Oh... It's not woo, it's more how much woo does he need? That's terrible. Didn't even work. No. Again. Again.
It would have worked.
Had I said it right.
Yeah.
But the problem is, going back to Greg's quickly, when did they start serving it cold? Like their slices are baked.
Oh, they just fucking cook it first thing and then, yeah, it's crap. I always walk in there and go, is anything warm? And they go... Really.
No, it's being spat in though. I can assure you.
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
And then on the flip side of that, you go into Warren's and you're like, oh, can I have one of the steak pasties, please? They're like, yeah. I think it's okay. I think it's hot enough. Like,
yeah, it's been there about
the
half hour. It's be alright. Yeah,
you
yeah.
bite into it and it's like a fucking nuclear fusion still happening inside.
Hot, hotter than Nagasaki in 1945.
You literally turn
you
into...
You sound like you're from Nagasaki.
Yeah, I was about to say, you literally turn into a Japanese man.
Japanese man.
It's a slope on it.
Way. You know what the trick is, don't you, a hot pasty?
Give it to the pigeons.
Cut it in half.
Ah, you could do that.
Get one from Live Dudney, it's got pigeon in it.
Now you bite one end. Bite the other and just like a flute, just blow all the hotness out the other end. Yeah. Just blow the hotness out. That's how it works.
Nice. Like a Cornish Pied
Piper.
That's
one of my favourite hobbies. I will say probably is one of my favourite hobbies is drinking coffee through chocolate biscuits.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think you say chocolate straws.
Right, you get one of the shortcake rounds, the extremely chocolatey ones. So Fox's shortcake rounds, or if you go the other ones that pretty much every biscuit works, is if you go into Tesco's and buy their extremely chocolatey mix that they do.
Yeah.
Every biscuit is completely encased in chocolate. Right, so you get a shortcake round, and you bite a bit off one side, bite a bit off the other, put it in your coffee, and suck your coffee through it.
How haven't you got diabetes yet?
Diabetes!
Genuine question.
One thing, I don't like coffee.
Beaters.
I wish I did.
I love coffee.
You do. You're a coffee's man, aren't you?
What you're forgetting, Niall, is me and you are not really functioning adults, whereas...
Yeah, you're a bit of a grown-up, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That sucks his coffee through chocolate-enclosed biscuits.
Well, I think this is the trade-off of you. Because, as I've said before, I'm quite envious of you. I don't do jealousy, but I do kind of... I look up to you, and I've said that to you before. Jamie, I do look up to you.
It's then you say certain... taller than
I'm sat down most of the time, because I'm so lazy. But then you say certain things, and I think, well, this must be the trade-off then. Like, you can't have it all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've got a Porsche, a really nice Beamer, a nice house, you have a wife, a child, you know, you got your shit in order, everything's great, everything's fantastic. And then I'm happy because the amount of joy on your face as you're telling me about this whole chocolate-sucking biscuit extravaganza, like, that's a highlight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you referred it as a hobby, I'm just remembering.
Yeah.
It is a hobby, yeah.
It's a highlight of a weekend.
God.
Couple of chalky biscuits, nibble, and you. So if the coffee's still hot enough, not it doesn't want to be too hot that it scalds your tongue, but it wants to be like.
I know how to eat and drink hot things.
A decent Clearly. Drinking temperature. I don't mean necking. I mean like you can manage half a mouthful at a time where it's still quite hot. You suck if you've got one of the shortcake rounds.
We are still talking about
biscuits,
listener.
If you like,
he's talking about dick shaped straws
with one of the shortcake rounds. You suck slowly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And eventually, what will happen
lick the shaft.
Is all of the shortcake, all of the shortcake will dissolve
and come out.
And then you are left.
All over your face.
You are left with this chocolate shell that the inside is totally melted. And you're like, oh, having to juggle it because the outside is
we,
about
we
to.
We are still talking about coffee and chocolate, not
you, exploits. You make your own mind up.
Well, it's just the shortbread spaffed in his mouth and...
Stickling balls. I don't know what's going on here.
Mouthful of gooey goodness.
Mouthful of melted chocolate, so I'm guessing he's been doing some ass play as well.
Ass play.
Ass burger.
Honest to God, do you like tea? Can you manage tea?
Yes. I wonder where that was going for a minute.
Just trust me.
Can I be honest with you? I'm confused.
That's not a surprise.
How are you sucking it through, though? Is it a round biscuit?
It's a round biscuit.
Yeah.
And you bite.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
A side off of each.
You break the seal either end.
Yeah, you bite the side off of each, and you hold on to the ring bit, and you go, suck your coffee through it.
Into the mic.
Suck your coffee through it. But don't suck too fast, because else the biscuit collapses. There's a method to it. There's a method to it. It needs to be done with tender, loving care and affection, right?
Oh, and you have to keep breaking to give the chance, you know, the biscuit a chance to recover.
It's a well-placed thumb.
No, I'm afraid it's not that type.
Oh, it's
one and done.
Yeah,
it is a one and done.
So the thumb isn't going to hold it back?
You can, if you're really brave. You can do it
do
with
two
a
at once.
No, you can do it with a Kit Kat Chunky, but... It's a commitment.
Stop calling me by my nickname when I.
It is a commitment.
Go on.
It's a commitment when you do it. You've either got
you've got stuck real hard.
Well, that's the first thing. But if you, as I found out, if you do it with a whole one, you do at some point have to shove the entire thing in your mouth. Either that, or you get a plate and you just put this melted mess on the plate, and you're like, oh. Gone off that now.
So then your wife comes in and goes, what the fuck have you been doing?
Like, listen, I adult a lot.
Just give me this, right?
I would, for any of our experimental listeners, I would recommend starting small. Start with a normal Kit Kat single finger. One of the...
Sorry?
You heard. Start off small and work your way up to a Kit Kat Chunky.
So eat a Kit Kat.
You can do it with the Twix as well, by the way.
I thought Twix. I've heard people do that. But I don't like Twixes.
But you like caramel.
Yeah, but it's too...
And you like biscuits.
So...
The ratio is off. I don't like
in
it.
The 90s,
have you tried the salted caramel ones?
No.
Have you tried the white chocolate ones?
Ratio's still off. It's too much biscuit versus caramel.
I still can't... Right.
You can't write.
In the 90s...
Can't do maths either.
No.
I don't know. You're pretty right-wing as far as I'm concerned.
Hey!
not a bad thing.
Some might say far.
good.
Near or far?
Near.
So in the 90s, Cadbury's made the perfect implement for what you're discussing.
But you're talking about milk, aren't you?
No.
Cereals.
Spyra. Do you remember those?
It was a game, wasn't it?
No, you
stick. Dragon.
Yeah, Spyra the Dragon. It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Spyro, you dickhead.
Oh, that's what you just said.
No.
I don't know that I've heard
of this. Cadbury Spyra was a two-finger chocolate condiment thing. Yeah.
Bar.
And it was, like, fluted.
Like a flake?
No, because it had holes all the way through it.
Okay.
So you could use it to drink chocolate milk or tea, coffee, whatever.
Chocolate and have milk. Proper... The two variants.
But is there biscuit in it?
No, there's no biscuit.
So it won't work.
It.
Not with a hot drink. It would just melt.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Sounds like a disappointment.
They still make them?
No.
Probably for good fucking reason, because yeah. I would be writing a complaint letter.
They were the best.
And it's
when Cadbury's chocolate tasted like fucking chocolate.
Do you remember Milky Way
American
Crispy Rolls?
American powdery
still exist.
Shit it is now.
They're back again.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Milky Way Crispy Rolls.
Oh, never liked them.
What?
I always really liked them.
They're back.
But then I was like, because obviously when they were first around, the OG ones.
They were never around, they were like sticks.
What, the Singer or?
But they were round.
It's a tube.
Which is normally
Oregon!
Nah. How many holes has a straw got?
One.
Exactly. Let's move on. No, round. That's round. A digestive is round.
Yes.
Quick, finger it.
Bam.
What? So what's that?
A cylinder.
All right. Now do the 2D version. What is it?
It's a 2D round thing, but it isn't
2D. Right, there
it's
you
not
go.
2D though, is it?
Well, all of, I have this argument all the fucking time. Mm. All a straw is and all a cylinder is an extruded. It's not elongated, because elongated would go that way, you fucking helmet.
They become an oval.
Learn geometry.
I don't need to.
You
okay?
Do.
Why?
Science,
cause then,
bitch.
Because then you won't come with me with stupid fucking statements like that, where I prove you wrong.
What shape, colour? What shape is a digestive?
What colour is a digestive?
Gah.
What shape is a digestive?
Well, it's a biscuit.
Base.
That's biscuit shape, is it?
Yeah. That's a standard, standard
yeah, it's
biscuit
round,
shape.
Isn't it? It's round.
Yeah,
standard,
circular.
It's a McVitie's
anyway.
Standard.
We're both right, and we're both wrong all at the same time.
Crispy rolls, going back to this.
Yeah.
I always really, really liked them, but I would always begrudgingly put them back down.
Why?
Because they were always the same price as a Mars bar. And you're like, you get a lot more in a Mars bar, don't you?
Mm. A lot more diabetes.
Yeah.
I do like some nougat.
You like a what?
Your brain went there. That's all I'm going to say.
You said it.
That's all I'm going to say. Tell what I do like, and then reasonably priced.
Come.
Don't start me on that again. Milky Ways, just Milky Ways.
Oh, yeah.
What lad.
Milky Ways are good.
I like a Bounty as well, though.
Yes, I hate the hate that Bounty gets.
I know.
The hate that Bounty gets. If you're listening and you don't like Bounties, grow up.
Actually, before you
what?
Grow up...
Don't like coconut.
Desiccated coconut.
They could desiccate all, though.
Only if you noodle.
You don't like coconut.
It's
going
to dry everything out.
You don't like coconut?
Nope.
I mean, I wouldn't like an coconut, but coat it in chocolate, I'll eat it.
Why not?
You coat anything in
fresh
chocolate, you'll eat
lovely.
It.
It's all right. I prefer it wrapped in chocolate.
Well, yeah.
And as a part of a trio bar.
But then I would probably say the same thing about broccoli. I really like broccoli. Expect it to be really nice.
Oh, what's your favourite veg?
Favourite veg?
Stephen Hawking.
Jam.
To
be fair, I think broccoli is probably right up there for me.
It's between broccoli and carrots for me.
Yeah.
Same?
Mm.
Bulge. Do you like any veg?
Yeah. Broccoli. Do you like broccoli?
Do you like carrots?
Mm.
Reminds you of me too much.
Yeah. I get PTSD when I look at a carrot and go, it's like noodle. I want to kill it.
Noodle.
Cut his limbs off.
Stump him to death.
He'd enjoy
well, that's
that.
A, that's a Patreon episode. Should we break the news to him?
How far through are we?
40 minutes.
Are we?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Should we break the news to him?
Yeah. Get on.
You can do it. You can articulate better than I can, and he has zero interest in anything to do with the pod anyway.
Okay,
it's not particularly
so
fair.
I show up.
Exactly.
Tell him then. Why?
So, yes, as Niall was saying, we have been talking as a trio. And I don't... It's kind of a tricky thing to bring up. But I'm sure you've all noticed as listeners that things are tailing off a bit. And I'll be 100% honest... We are starting to lose a bit of love for doing what we're doing here.
Yep.
It is turning into an effort.
A chore.
Yeah.
I've got to see Niall every 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. I was actually going to mention that. Yeah, tensions are frayed behind closed doors, shall we say.
Door.
Yeah, it's not really the same as it was. It's a tricky one for me to say because it is a little bit upsetting because we feel like we have made a nice little community, but this is also by no means a dig at any of you lot because you lot are the people who actually support us. But the problem is that as you will notice week after week after week, we say on the podcast, please just do something. Like the Facebook posts, comment, rate us, anything. But the problem is that we don't really feel like we're getting anything in return for this. So we have made the decision that this is going to be our 100th episode on the main ep coming up, and that's where we're drawing a line, is at 100.
Yep.
100
out.
Yeah. So...
Ironically, the same age as Bulge.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah.
Why not?
You 100-year-old bastard.
Mm.
This will be the last... Well, we might do a special Patreon one if in a few weeks' time things are a bit better. But this is going to be our last episode.
Yep.
However, we will obviously keep the Discord alive because we'd like to stay in touch with all of you lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we are fed up of constantly asking people to sign up to Patreon, to leave us a review, to do everything. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. As I've said, you've noticed that.
Flogging a dead horse.
Yeah, the pod also has got a little bit dry the last few episodes. We've not been happy with what we've had to release anyway.
No. I mean, I did enjoy us laughing like children at the finger.
Yeah.
Highlight of the episode, I think, personally.
This is a lot about you.
You laughed as well, motherfucker.
No necking.
No, I think was... I no neck.
No necking yourself to death in the corner, I think was the phrase.
So... Fred Flintstoning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're honestly, if you don't know what Bowles looks like, just think of Fred Flintstone. Because you're the same shape as him.
It's like a combination of Fred and Barney together.
Yeah.
That's the
I'm not sure how happy I am about this.
Well, I mean, Fred's quite tall, isn't he? So Barney's not.
Yeah. You've got the width of Fred, the height of Barney.
And the hairline of one of the boulders.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. We can't just stop all of this.
No,
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's not stop.
No, let's just carry on. Let's just do it. Keep doing it.
Yeah, let's carry on doing
Keep
it.
Doing it. Yay!
Yay! Yay! I'm not leaving!
What's that again?
I'll tell you
Wolf
what.
Wall Street. Banging the mic against his head.
I'll tell you what. That would have had him going.
Convincing, wasn't it?
I was convinced.
I was like, fuck, this is the last one.
Yeah, I was like,
damn. And we just emotional. Discussed a joke 30 seconds earlier, and it was like, damn, yes. I'm convinced.
All right, so we're not going to quit. Basically, we are going to take a break for a month, though.
We are.
Purely
yeah.
because we have. Now, one thing I will say, and I'm going to say this on the main episode as well, but I'm going to say it for the patrons a day early. I generally did not think we would get to 100 episodes.
No.
I genuinely didn't think we'd get... I think we'd slow down around 15. We'd make it to 20 and then stop.
Yeah.
And we've hit 100 episodes. 100 episodes. Audi 100 episodes for the OGs. And it has been fucking good. It's had its moments, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Me and Bulge have nearly killed each other numerous
times. I was
going to
say, we've had our moments as well. All of us.
Yeah. We were fucking wind-up cunts, that's why.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
It's not his fault, you're easy.
No, it's not my... Morning. It's not my fault, he's so...
Both ways.
Fault? It's not my fault, he's so fucking good at it.
I mean, I'm convincing. What can
you
I
are.
Say?
I remember one time, you fucking riled me right up at work. And I messaged you, and I was like, are you fucking around? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, no. I thought, he's fucking backtracking now, the fucker. He's realised he's hit a nerve, and he's fucking backtracking. Oh, no, he's not. He was just fucking winding me up. And I've fallen for it. Hook, line, sinker, copy of Angling Times, please.
Yeah.
Every fucking step of the way.
You have wised up to it now, though.
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
I can almost sense it, that you go, fucking start tapping your phone and go, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I'm replying to Johnny, yeah? Yeah. Nope.
Happened recently in the Discord. About the whole E36 yeah. thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Benny were slagging you right off. He's fucking. He said, and I went, hang on.
What is he fucking then?
Hang on. Nah, I've come to my senses. He's on the wind up. And then I started to enjoy it. It was great. Yeah. Honestly, it was revolutionary. I was amazed by it all. But no, going back to it all, it's been a fucking blast. I'm talking like we are ending. But we have had a fucking good 100 episodes. We've done a lot. Like, we've arranged lots of things. There's some things that didn't happen, like that BMW day at Thruxton. That didn't happen because he cancelled.
Yeah,
it.
Well, that was out of our hands anyway.
Yeah,
really wanna...
but we've had the Rolling Road day, we've had the Wales trip. You guys have got a track day next week.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really, 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 really good. And I do generally love doing this, and it's kept me involved in a friendship, at least. Ish, iffy, yeah. Innit?
Kept you... speaking to yeah. each other. We'll put yeah. it like that.
Yeah, honestly. You wait. When we hit stop, what you don't hear is just silence. But, yeah, we have been doing it pretty much every 2 weeks
yeah.
for the last 4 years. The yeah. only time we really have a break as such is over Christmas and New
yeah,
Year.
Yeah, but I mean, even
but
that's...
fucking mental anyway.
That's dependent on when it falls anyway, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You know, if we're doing a recording on the week of, say, the 19th,
yeah.
it is literally, we just have one extra week where we don't record.
Yeah,
then.
Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
And the odd time that we can't make it, but even then, the last time we didn't record because we couldn't make it, we'd done it the following week.
Yes.
And there is only so much shit we can chat. And I think we've done, all right, they've not always been bronze.
No.
You know, but they have always been relatively good.
Some of it's
good.
Been pewter.
Yes, I don't even know what that is. Yeah. Some of it is Chinesium, the finest of Chinesium. It takes 3 weeks to arrive, but, you know.
And the rest.
And the rest. But I, you know, I think that we've hit 100 episodes. Just have a little bit of a break. Bit of a refresh.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll come back full of spunk.
Yeah.
That's the plan, anyway. We still have fuck all to talk about.
Quite likely.
Like the time you was away for 7 weeks. And came back and had nothing to say other than got stuck in the field, allegedly, cheesecake.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, no, we're going to take a break for a month. Beginning of June.
Yes.
Which sounds like a very long way away.
It does,
it,
yeah.
June? But
yeah.
it's not, because no. this will come out on the 28th or something. No, 29th?
No, not as far as that. 29th is Tuesday next week.
It is. 26th.
Yeah.
Why
25th.
Not?
It's basically, we're not recording.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time.
We're missing two records, basically.
In 2 weeks' time, I would be on holiday anyway, which would then take us to the 20th of May, and then we will likely come back on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, well, that's recording date of 3rd of June.
Yes.
The 6th, isn't it? Is it the 6th? Oh, fuck. I can't do that date anyway. I can't do the 6th, the 3rd, or whatever it is, the 3rd. Because I'm meeting Günther Steiner. I'm terribly sorry about
that. Oh, yeah?
Where's my invite?
Okay, well, we might leave it to the 10th then.
Well, we could do the Wednesday. Or the Monday.
Yeah. We'll sort
how
it.
We feel. Yeah, this is not fair discussion.
Yeah.
A look behind the curtain there.
Yeah. So, apologies if you believed me too much.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to say, we will pause everyone's Patreon subscriptions for the month. Yeah. So you're not going to get charged in the month of May.
If you do get charged in the month of May...
It's because I've forgotten.
It's because you've forgotten, but no, you'll get June for free.
Nah.
Wah. Maybe.
If, on the off chance, you want us to keep your £3.60 with the VAT, by all means, do send us a message and say, I want to keep mine going for the month. You're more than welcome to.
Us needs a recharge.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. It's not like, oh shit, we better, you know, this isn't a struggling couple going on a break. It's just, we haven't had a break, really, in 4 years of doing this.
No.
Which is mad, because, I mean, we don't do a lot of work, but... Anyway, we're waffling on now. Bold say fucking something. Fucking something. You've hit a wall now, haven't you?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Do you reckon we should record them the other way around? Do you reckon we should try that next time?
Do the main ep first.
Main ep first, then this is probably an off-air discussion again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Turn it off.
There you go, he said something.
Right, Bob, say bye.
Bye.
John, say bye.
Bye.
Well, say it like you mean it. It's going to be fucking 6 weeks before you hear your voice again.
Bish, bye.
Bish, bye.
I'm really
bish,
sorry.
Please. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Bye-bye, bus driver.
Bye.
Bye.